Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris. I am the executive producer and co-host of the show, and really happy to be with you every Saturday morning. We do appreciate you tuning in. Couldn't do it without you. Do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there, and it just kind of brings you up to date on what we're doing during the week, and we're enthusiastic. Presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I am really impressed with the cleverness of food finders based in Long Beach, because food banks and food pantries, one of the biggest problems they have these days, because the need is so great and the supplies are so short, is coming up with clever ways of being able to fill their food pantries. And I think one of the cleverest is the 6th annual Canstruction Long Beach. And you'll find out how this fits into food finders in just a minute. It is a pleasure to welcome the organizer of the 6th annual Canstruction event in Long Beach, Terry Henry, who is joined by Elise Puritz of MHP Structural Engineers, which is a third of one of the teams that is going to be building a Canstruction installation. You got to hear this. And it's a pleasure to welcome Terry Henry back to the show and Elise Puritz to the show for the first time. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, of course. Terry, just hang on for a minute. Elise, I want to make sure we give you proper credit, because you are, your company, MHP Structural Engineers, you're part of a triumvirate that is competing this year. Please mention your other two colleague companies, because, boy, you're a formidable competitor.
Well, thank you. So our colleagues are P2S Engineering. They're an MEP firm also based in Long Beach. And this year we've added Swinerton, a general contracting firm, to the mix. So the three of us will be collaborating together to build our design.
And ladies and gentlemen, you should know, if you're out and about at all, you see the Swinerton Builders logo on most of the major high-rises that are going up around the city. It is a very big and substantial firm. So I would say at least the stakes are high. But just hold that thought for a moment. Let's bring Terry Henry back in the conversation. Terry, give us a very brief overview of what Canstruction is all about, because it's definitely a wild time. The visuals are tremendous. I mean, I encourage our listeners to get down to see the completed structures. But Terry, take it away. You got the story, because you really originated this event in Long Beach.
Well, yeah, I did bring it to Long Beach. Canstruction Global has been around since 1992, and they have a lot of cities across the country have them. But I brought it to Long Beach 6 years ago to benefit food finders. And it's a friendly competition where engineering and architect teams, they design and build a structure that is 10 by 10 by 10 feet high out of canned goods. And typically it's under a theme. This year's theme is one can, two can, two can, you can. If you haven't figured that out, all the structures need to be represent Dr. Seuss in some way. And once the build day is Thursday, October 10th, they're on display for 10 days. And once they are disassembled on October 21st, all those cans, thousands of cans, we're expecting about 2,500 pounds of food, will be transported back to Food Finders Warehouse for distribution among agencies that service the food insecure in our community.
Terry, what a great idea. Now, I know you're in a new location this year that's kind of special. Just let's spend a moment on that before we move on talking more about Canstruction Long Beach.
So Made by Millworks is a unique gift shop and art gallery in downtown Long Beach. They're located at 240 Pine Avenue in downtown. they generously offered to host this year, which the items that they carry are typically Long Beach artisans. So all this terrific art in the front, a retail store, and then a gallery in the back, and then go a little farther, and they have a drinkery called Eleanor that recently opened. So we'll be having beer and wine after after the build day on Thursday.
I think the competitors will probably need that, Terry. What do you think?
I agree. So will I.
Let's bring Elise back in the conversation if we can. Elise, of course, we know the theme is Dr. Seuss. Give us the verbal description, if you will, on what your triumvirate is creating, because, of course, it's nothing run-of-the-mill, you know, as we say, because we're involved in baseball here. You're obviously swinging for the fences.
Yeah, so the MHP P2S Swimming Jersey was inspired actually because one of our partners at P2S, Stephen Peterson, he and his wife are expecting a child any day now. So this was a book that he was especially excited to read to his child once he or she is born. They don't know the gender yet. But the book Fox and Socks is what we're replicating, but with cans. So this will be a huge, larger-than-life Fox with Socks books cover.
You know, definitely sounds impressive. Elise, this is your first time competing with P2S and Swinnerton. How did this all come together? Had you been aware of this event before?
Yes. So MHP and P2S started with the first Long Beach construction together. Prior, MHP had been involved with Orange County Construction, but as a company that's headquartered in Long Beach, we're really excited to have a local program. Swinnerton actually approached us. This year's event was in very high demand, so it was nice to get teams that work together building actual buildings to creatively apply our knowledge to the can world.
You know, sounds like a great combination, but again, you put the three firms together. I think it's a little intimidating, but I know you're going to do well, and I definitely look forward to seeing the pictures of the Fox and Socks creation. Terry, bringing you back in the conversation here, there's actually a way for the public to participate in some voting that's involved with the completed structures. Then that's one category. Then I also understand there are a number of other awards that are judged by a judging team. So, you know, the stakes are high here. It's no fooling around. Please give us all the details on that, because it just adds to the intrigue.
Well, visitors to the exhibition are encouraged to vote for their favorite structure by donating additional cans and placing them in bins that will be provided by food finders next to their favorite structure. And the structure with the most cans will result in a People's Choice Award. And then additional awards that will be presented sometime in later October are Structural Integrity, Best Use of Labels, Most Cans, and Best Meal.
Wow. pretty comprehensive. Now,
yes.
Terry, for our listeners that might want to get more information, what is the best website?
Canstructionlongbeach.org.
And spelled, you know, just the way it sounds. There's no tricks there.
C-A-N, yes, not C-O-N.
Right. And you know, no punctuation along the way as far as that's concerned.
Right.
Terry, as we... In our closing moments here, one more time about the location of where the structures are being built and the times and dates that the public can view these creations.
Okay. The build day is Thursday, October 10th, starting at 8 a.m. The teams have 12 hours. Most of them finish probably late afternoon from past experience. The exhibit will be at Made by Millworks, which you can go to their website, madebymillworks.com, and find out their hours. I believe they're closed on Monday, but have nice long hours during the week. They are located at 240 Pine Avenue in downtown Long Beach. And we look forward to everybody coming out and checking out the structures.
A fun thing to do. Elise, before we need to say goodbye, one more time on what your team is creating. In other words, the theme and look of your structure.
So the Fox and Sox book cover. So it will be a tall red can, white can. We're using orange cans and red cans to create the cover of the book, Fox and Sox. So if you've seen that cover, there's a fox. He's walking around with blue socks on, and we'll be doing that, but in cans.
Again, should be impressive. It is Elise Puritz representing MHP Structural Engineers and their two colleague companies, P2S Engineering and Swinnerton Builders, and Terry Henry, the organizer of the 6th Annual Canstruction Long Beach. Good luck to all, and we look forward to seeing the structures.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks so much.
You are more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, yes, premium sparkling wine priced at a value out of New Mexico. It's all true. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.